Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spurning the New York Mets.
Stop.
And instead, saying yes to the Texas Rangers. When the Mets said to Chris Young, hey, you want to be our GM? You already said, no thanks.
Oh. Goodness, this again.
You want to come to New York? No thanks. You want to be the GM executive? His exact title is Executive Vice President, Baseball Operations, and General Manager. Chris, how about you come to Citi Field? We got Sandy Alderson and we've got Stevie Cohen. You want to come here? No thanks.
Hey, Chris, you want to be Sandy Alderson's intern?
Nah, no thanks. That's all it was.
No, it's not.
Sandy's running the show. Time out.
John Daniels,
yes,
is the Sandy Alderson of the Texas Rangers.
I get that.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing there, too. Yeah. John Daniels is running the show.
So he said yes to John Daniels and to the Mets. What did he say?
No, thank you, because I don't want to move to New York and leave my family.
Say it the right way. What did he say?
He said, no, thanks. I'd rather not leave my family.
Say it the right way. No thanks. Sorry.
No thanks.
Listen, do you ever have a group back in Motown?
Probably not.
The Temptations.
Yes, I've heard of the Temptations.
And have you heard of the Four Tops?
Yes.
All right, well, they were like competing groups at the time.
Okay.
But do you know which one of them sang the song? And can you do the Temptations little dance?
No.
The hand circle in front?
No.
And then the lean back?
No.
It went like this. It's just the same old Mets.
Oh, God,
you don't remember that song?
I know the
1963.
Song. I know the song. The point is just so
with a different owner since you came along. It's just the same old Mets.
You're going to feel like a really, really, really big, I'm not going to use that word, but you're going to feel that way.
Ooh.
Because
they got one of the Trevors. Wrong one.
The offseason isn't even over.
It didn't start, did
it? What if they end up with George Springer and DJ LeMahieu? What if they end up with Trevor Bauer and whomever?
I will say, good job.
Okay. And so then why would you act like Chris Young not being the GM makes them the same old Mets? That's dopey. That's really, really dopey. You know what it is? It's desperate to feel the same Met pain that you've normally felt. I don't know why you want to do that.
Here's what it proves.
What does it prove?
And it's important that everyone learns this lesson. And then we'll get to the top five at five with a special guest presenter.
Kyrie Irving.
Probably not. Hit Chris Young take spurning the Mets and taking the Ranger job and saying to the Mets, no thanks. Here's what it proves. Steve Cohen can't buy everything. And that should be
that lesson should be learned by all of you right now. How much did he try to buy Chris Young? When Chris Young says, hey, look, I don't want to uproot my family. You think Steve Cohen said, here's $10 million?
No, you know what Chris Young did? He went to John Daniels and said, look, I'd consider going to work for you, but the Mets have offered me this. You match it or give me a little more, I'll stay. Now people are using the Mets.
Well, why wouldn't you? If you'd rather stay in Texas, why not use the Mets? I'm sure free agents will use the Mets.
No, thanks.
I'm sure they will.
It's just the same. Oh, Mets. No? Come sing it. Come on. You can sing.
I will sing. You know what I'll sing?
Come on, you can sing it.
You know what I'll sing that? If they truly are the same old Mets. They're
we
not the same old
a
Mets.
Guy with a 4 ERA. We're just the same.
BS.
Old Mets.
BS. BS.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for that portion of the show when we regroup a little bit and give you the top five stories of the day. Now, typically, Tommy does it.
He's done a good job, don't you think?
But I brought in today a special guest presenter. So, without further ado, sorry, Tommy, here it is, the top five at five.
Carton and Roberts, the top five at five. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, hey, guys. CeeLo over here in the other studio. How are we doing today?
There you go. Chris LaPresti's in the building.
Boys. How about that? Happy Friday to you
all. Professional broadcaster doing the top five
yeah,
and five.
That's, you know what? I got to tell you, Luke, that's a big upgrade. No offense. You've done a fine job. This is a big upgrade.
All right, what do you got? Let's hear what you got.
I got a lot of pressure here to live up to Tommy, what he's done so far. All right, so you had limited work for Daniel Jones the last couple of days. Seemingly not enough to get the all clear for Sunday. Here was Joe Judge's take before practice earlier today.
Now, to be honest with you, the dangerous thing with Daniel is he's going to always tell you he feels great because he doesn't want to be out, not be out there with the team. So, you know, we've got to really trust our eyes more so than our ears when dealing with Daniel, because he's definitely a competitor.
Well, their eyes tell them that he's not ready to go on that injured hamstring. The Giants list him as doubtful for their road game with the Seahawks, so you will have Colt McCoy running the show in Seattle.
Right.
First place against first place with Alex Tanny, most likely serving as the backup. Earlier today, Adam Gase... I got to say number two. Right, excuse me, that was number one. This is number two now.
That's
for those
right.
that can't,
there's rules in the afternoon.
Can't count at home, you know?
No one holds you accountable in the morning, I know that, but we are prepared. Professionals here. It's five. Let's do the five. Number two.
That is a fair point. Number two, earlier today, Adam Gase revealed offensive lineman Alex Lewis out again this week for Jets Raiders, non-injury related. We now know what the reason is. We'll get to that in a minute, but listen to the Jets beat basically playing 20 questions with Gase to try and get something, anything out of him.
Like, why isn't he playing?
This is an organizational decision.
Is his roster spot in jeopardy?
No.
Do you anticipate him being back next week?
I can't answer that.
Yeah. I know,
Rich. I know. That's what it is right now.
So you could say that this is disciplinary then?
No.
Is he being fined?
No.
Have you talked to him? Like within the last 24 hours?
No.
So very informative.
Well, I'm going to give you some, shed some light on the story. Apparently, he got in a fight with Joe Flacco in the parking lot after a game. And there is some concern that he's also dealing with some personal mental health issues.
Yes.
And the Jets are in a weird spot because they're being grilled about a guy that I think they're trying to help, that they're trying to make sure is in a good place. And I respect the media is asking questions they would like to have answers to because it's kind of out there. No one knows what's going on. But what I was told is that the Jets are doing everything to help the kid out.
Correct.
And you got it. That means protecting him from putting all his business out there.
The problem, and I agree with that, and I think there's a lot to
I'm not killing Gase on that one.
No, I think, but no, it's not kill Adam Gase. There's a better way to try to explain it.
Listen,
there is a better way.
I think Adam Gase is as much as I don't like Adam Gase, and I don't know this to be factual, so I should be careful what I say as well. If he has personal issues that are problematic or scaring people, and the Jets want to be a part of the solution to that, Adam Gase is in a very tough spot in how to answer those questions. Now, is there an answer? Of course there is, better than what he gave. But I'm going to excuse them on that one, because from what I was told, it's a very personal, sensitive issue.
I agree.
And I'm going to let it go on that.
I agree. I just don't think you should let it turn into 20 questions. And there's a way to avoid that. Now, he's also on the non-injury. What's the list called?
Non-football injury
list.
The
non-football injury list.
They just put him on this afternoon.
Look, he apparently got in a fight with Joe Flacco.
And also potentially screamed at Adam Gase. I think there was an issue there, too.
And they're worried about him. Right. And listen, he's a human being. And, you know, football takes a side pass on this one. And I guess he could have said, look, it's a personal issue. I'm not commenting on it beyond that. And that's it. And been, you know, steadfast on that. But because of all the other stuff with Adam Gase and how he has a tough time answering straight questions anyway, it became what it was.
It also was going on for a while.
But I also believe this. You know, I like Rich Cimini a lot. I think he's very good at what he does. If I know about what's potentially going on, I'm sure Rich does. And if you're aware that this guy might be dealing with some mental health issues or personal issues, stop grilling the head coach about it. Because if I know what's going on, I'm sure he does. And to put the coach in that spot over a guy's health, mental health, I think is wrong. And I think you gotta back off a little bit and stop grilling the coach about what might be a very tense personal issue. And I think Rich was wrong on that. What's number three?
I don't know
three?
If I agree with you, but fine.
Just as I wrap this up, the word is they will continue to pay him while he's on that list, which they're not obligated to do. So that proves your point. Goes to what you said, Greg.
What do you mean wrap it up? Did you get number three?
No,
yet?
I mean
there's
to wrap
five.
Up that second story.
Okay.
Now we go
good
to number
job.
Three.
Good job. What's
and
number
on a
three?
Much lighter note. How about Steelers offensive coordinator Randy Feuchner with an interesting analogy to describe Pittsburgh's very young but very talented group of wide receivers?
In the beginning years, they're like a fart in a skillet. They're just bouncing around everywhere. I mean, you know, it's like popcorn. You know, you don't know where they're going to be.
Not sure I've heard that one before.
In a skillet.
That's right.
I like that. I'm going to start using that. Yo. That's like Kyrie Irving's letter is like a fart in a skillet.
What is a fart in a skillet?
It jumps around a lot. Yeah. There's no order to it. A little crazy, out of control.
Are we talking about an actual like a fart?
Yeah.
Hey, did you listen to the soundbite?
I did.
It to you, man.
It didn't make sense.
Never
to me.
Never know where it's going to be.
What's number four?
All over the place. Number four. You guys hit on the NBA schedule release earlier today. Times have changed. Evan's Nets have 13 nationally televised games in the first half of the season, and it's actually 19 if you count NBA TV on that list. One of them will be their lone first half meeting with the Knicks January 13th at the Garden. Nets also have the Bucks Martin Luther King Day. The Knicks will host Orlando in a noon tip on MLK Day. So you have both teams in action there.
I'll beat Madison Square Garden on MLK Day. Enjoying.
On what TV network?
A little basketball.
What TV network?
NBA
is the Knicks
TV. Oh. By the way, there's some rumors that they might want to simulcast us. What do you have to say about them now?
NBA TV.
That's right.
Yeah. What's the simulcast?
Adam Silver's a big fan of the show. They need content. They're talking about simulcasting. Carton and Roberts.
That means we got to talk more Nets, though. Are you sure you're okay with that?
No.
Knicks, by the
way. Call Gary Bettman. See what they got going on over at NHL TV.
Knicks open up at Indiana December 23rd, their home opener 3 days later against the Sixers. By the way, the NBA and its Players Association agreed not to conduct randomized tests for marijuana during
Shocking.
The upcoming season.
Good.
So they said they got more important
it's
things.
It's interesting. You know, there used to be in the NBA, you had to fail 3 tests to be punished anyway. Now they're just not going to test it. They understand what a number of their association members like to do. What's interesting is that Congress got into that today.
Good.
Congress voted overwhelmingly to decriminalize marijuana.
That's great.
Now, there's no way it passes the other group of people.
The other group of people.
Because they're all Republicans.
The other group of people.
The Republican-controlled
you
Senate.
The Senate?
I got
Very
it.
Good.
Yeah. So the first group of politicians,
the
we call them the Congress.
Right.
The Democrat-controlled Congress.
Very good.
They said, go get stoned. But they recognized that when it gets to those other people, which we like to call the House of Representatives.
No, that you got
the
that.
The Senate.
The Senate. The House of Representatives are the ones who just voted
That's
for
That's who
it.
Voted already.
Right.
Now the senators come in, people like Chuck Schumer, people like...
Well, Chuck Schumer's a Democrat. So
Cory
probably,
Booker.
They'll probably vote for it. You mean Mitch McConnell.
Mitch
mate.
McConnell.
He's the Senate Majority
These
Leader.
Old school Republican cats.
Right.
They don't think you should get stoned. So they're going to most likely say, not on our
That's
watch.
A good political breakdown right there.
So we got... We're on it. We're halfway home, but we're not going to get there just yet.
Any update on a COVID relief package, or have they just given up on that?
No, they're good. I think Pelosi said, Who? Yeah, we're good on that.
Who's that?
Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
That's right. $900 trillion or something. It's a lot of money. Yeah, you get your stimulus check?
No.
No?
No.
You're missing out.
I
what
didn't
else?
Get one either, Ev.
No?
We don't all qualify
no.
for it.
Didn't qualify. All right, number five, last one for you. Brian Cashman did his annual, is it rappelling or rappelling? I never know.
You rappel.
Great, so he
you
did his rappelling exercise up in Connecticut.
Run DMC rapples. Brian Cashman rappels.
There you go. Well, he was rappelling up in Connecticut this morning where he dangles off the side of a 22-story building and makes his way down to the street. So Aaron Boone joined him this morning, and Fox News sent one of their reporters down with them live on the air.
Nice.
And here was one of the exchanges.
So, Brian, is this going to get Boone an extension on his contract? That's what you want to know.
I hope Booney is here for... I've had 3 managers, 10 with Joe Torre, 10 with Girardi, and hopefully 10 more with Boone.
What is this around the corner, guy? What's going on over here? I don't know if you can see. Oh, no.
Who is
That's
coming?
The Grinch.
I see that.
The Grinch.
That's the Grinch, Hainsley.
How about the guy? He steps all over the GM, basically saying, yeah. I hope the manager's here forever because the Grinch
what
is
the
there.
Hell no, was no. That? What you missed on that, and if you haven't seen the video, and it sucks. I appreciate you playing the audio. You have to see it.
I saw the Grinch. I saw him come in.
What people don't realize is that Kyrie Irving was up there. And it's like, oh, my God, Kyrie. I mean, the Grinch is coming around the corner there.
God.
Yeah. But listen, I think it's great. It's a charity thing he does every year. Brian Cashman's good people. And he calls him Booney. That means I might have to slip in a Booney somewhere
along
the line.
I thought you won't call him Booney.
When you said you won't call him Booney. I think you ridicule people that do call
but
him Booney.
But if his boss calls him Booney.
Oh, it's okay now.
I'm not calling him Booney ever. I may call him AB, though.
Oh, God.
I mean, listen, George Washington's nickname to Jefferson and Franklin was what? G-Dub. He came in and go, yo, G-Dub's coming, hide the weed. That's true, you didn't know that. Ben Franklin got stoned all the time.
They did not hide the weed. G-Dub's joined in.
G-Dub, no. G-Dub was like a narc. Like, Ben Franklin was in the corner with Jefferson going, it's the Inky of the Sticky. And then, oh, shoot, here comes G-Dub, hide everybody. Chris, great job, by the way.
That was all right. There's room for improvement.
Agreed.
Week.
But next listen, next Friday, if you want to do it, got it.
Of course, I'm in.
I didn't think it was great. There was a couple issues with it.
What do you got, Ev? Give me the constructive
criticism.
Now,
tell me if I'm wrong, Craig, because you may disagree with me. I kind of look at it as stuff that also, like, broke throughout the day. How is Kyrie releasing a letter not in the top five?
Because you just talked about it.
That still makes that means it's not a headline now all of a sudden?
Well, am I going to rehash what you guys just said
10 minutes ago? Thank you, Chris. I completely disagree.
Come on, Ev. First day in radio?
Nope.
Let's go.
Completely disagree.
I got to jump in here. There's a report on ESPN that says Kyrie is going to do a media blackout the entire season.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, he kind of said that in his statement.
ESPN's reporting that? No thought. Did you read the statement?
No.
That's why I didn't have you do the top five today.
No.
Because Kyrie said in the statement that I read, basically.
Well, hold on.
This is how it's going to be.
ESPN.
ESPN, in their infinite wisdom, is now claiming credit for the idea that Kyrie is going to black out the media this year when he said it in his statement? Are we serious about this? ESPN's like, oh, we got breaking news. Kyrie's not talking to the media. He spelled it out to everybody. Who did that? Did Woj do that? Woj is better than that.
I heard it was Bart Scott.
Who said that? That is so, I got a report. We should try that, Craig. We are reporting that Kyrie Irving isn't going to talk to the media this year.
Didn't we do that?
Basically.
They just did it after us. That's all. All right, CeeLo, good job, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You guys, too.
There you go. 517, it's Carton and Roberts. Here's DJ in Queens on the fan. DJ, what do you got today, buddy?
Well, Craig, I'll say one thing. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Evan, it's a pleasure speaking with you again, brother. I'm the guy who asked you about what you thought it would take to buy the Knicks.
I do recall that. I remember. I think that was on a Saturday. Yes, I do recall.
Yes, it was. It was on a Saturday. Couple of things. One, I wanted to ask Craig how much he would think it would take to buy the Knicks. Evan gave me $4.8 billion. What are your thoughts in terms of a dollar amount?
I think they're unsellable. They're unsellable, and I'll tell you why. One of the smartest things that James Dolan did, he broke them all up into pieces, into separate companies. He owns all of the companies. Some are publicly traded, of course. But if you buy the Knicks, you don't own the Garden. So the Knicks,
that I understand.
The Knicks are unsellable unless he's willing to sell both. And James Dolan has kids and heirs, and granted, he's worth, you know, like Steve Cohen-type money, legit.
Yo, no one would buy the Knicks without the Garden?
No.
Why?
Because the value of a team is the arena. That's the real value. It's the suites and the tickets. So the network is one entity. The building is another one. The team is another one. There's not a billionaire on the planet that is buying a team without owning the building.
Hmm.
I mean, maybe there's one.
But not every franchise owns the building.
Pretty close. Pretty close.
But now, a lot of it's owned by the city or the state or the municipality.
No. They're rarely owned by the municipality. The municipality gets money in return for, you know, tax breaks and benefits for, you know, for football stadiums. It's, you know, for local road work and that kind of stuff. You know, rent free, but we get X, Y, and Z, that kind of. But they don't own it. The team. Now, what's interesting is, like, the Forum in L.A. Dolan owns that.
No, I know that.
Right?
So, well, he held that over Steve Ballmer when Ballmer was trying to get the new arena for the Los Angeles Clippers.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and tell you the other interesting thing, and I think I have this 100% factual. I believe I do. One of the brilliant decisions that was made, I think it predates Jim Dolan, but it may not, is that Jim Dolan has the right to ixnay, as the Yankees do, I believe also, and the Mets do, the building of a stadium in North Jersey.
Yeah, territorial rights.
That's
so
right.
That is absolutely true.
That's
That's why I was actually
surprised. Which is genius.
I was surprised when Dolan allowed the Barclays Center to be built because I think they needed his blessing. I don't think that was something he could do that the Nets could do on their own.
I don't remember.
No, I'm pretty confident about that.
It would make sense to me, though.
I remember as a Net fan being like, wow, I appreciate that because I always knew moving to Brooklyn was important and Dolan allowed it.
Hey,
he didn't stand in the way.
You know, the original deal to build the new arena that the Islanders are going to play in?
Yeah.
Dolan had a piece of it.
Yeah.
It was Dolan, the Wilpons, and Konecki with the owner of the Islanders. Come on, his daughter's the ice skater. Konecki.
No, I want you to figure it out.
What is it? You don't know. I know you don't know.
I do know. I just
what
want
is
you to figure
it? Is it,
it
Konecki?
No, it's not.
What is it?
I'm not telling you now.
I've met the man and eaten dinner with him. And I'm blocking on how to pronounce his name. Start typing.
I'm not typing. I
You're
know
typing.
Who the Islander owners are.
Well, how do you pronounce his name, Big Mac? Konecki?
Knip-knop? No, I think you know the Konecki.
Schenectady?
Konecki.
How do you pronounce it?
I'm not telling you now.
Why are you typing?
Because I know.
You are, okay, what's
John Ledecky?
Ledecky, damn it. And his daughter's the figure skating star.
And Malkin is the other owner.
Malkin, I don't know. I have a broken bread with Ledecky.
No, I have too. He's a nice guy. Very nice
guy. Ledecky's a good dude. That's good people right there.
I was actually with Ledecky. One of my last sporting events I went to was with him before the COVID shut everything down. It was a fun night, a fun afternoon at the Islander game. It was against the Sharks on a Sunday afternoon.
What did I do with him?
Even know his name.
I forgot. I was close. Schenectady.
Was I wrong to torture you?
Konecki,
I just thought it was
Schenectady, Ledecky. I was close.
Ledecky and Malkin have done a great job with this team, man.
I was at a
ownership
dinner.
Matters.
I was at a dinner with him.
Konecki.
I think it was when they were revealing the new jerseys or something.
Right.
And they asked me to come do it, like, MC a dinner.
Because you're a big hockey guy.
Which is weird, right?
Yeah, it is weird.
Well, I happen to be great at that.
I can imagine. I could see that.
MCing events, that's like my sweet spot. Yeah.
I can see that.
As long as it comes with a big check, then it's really my sweet spot. I'm right. Good at that.
Right.
Award ceremonies, count me in.
Hall of Fame inductions for radio partners,
listen,
count me in.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
There was a moment there where I was told, get a speech ready for Bernard King.
Really?
Yep. How about that? Crazy. Now, his main man is Ernie Grunfeld, of course. People, mm-hmm. You know, Ernie and Bernie show, Tennessee, the whole bit. But there was some conversations.
Really?
Yeah,
you
because.
Okay? You're joking over there?
Because Boomer I advocated for him being in the Hall of Fame for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So when he finally got in, he called and thanked me for keeping his name alive. Now, I don't think I had anything to do with it. I think his career spoke for itself, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. And then there was a conversation with some people and some of my people. I was on like a short list.
Wow.
But it never happened.
How many people were on the list?
I don't know.
Like even if you're top five, that's an honor.
I was told you're on a list, just be prepared.
That is the definition.
I'm like, all right, my man BK.
That
who's
is
his birthday today?
Yes,
and I
it
told
is.
Tommy to call him. Where is he?
I did send him a message. I have not received one back.
Okay. He doesn't love you that much.
Go ahead.
That's the definition of it's honor to be invited. Just be on a short list for him going into the Hall of Fame to make a speech, that's impressive.
What's crazy is that my voice is in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
How's that?
So, you guys have the audio of it. When Boomer and I did the Nets, I think they were playing the Suns that day. Nets Suns, and your least favorite guard of all time.
Darren Williams
made 9 3-pointers in the first half.
I remember that, yep.
So, that game, Carino wasn't doing the radio.
No, you did the radio that day.
Boomer and I did the radio. So that was an NBA record. He broke the record.
Yeah.
So because the NBA, well, it's a basketball. You
Clay's
know,
broken it since, if I'm not mistaken.
I think Clay broke it, yeah.
Yeah.
But at the time, anytime there was a record broken. They wanted to like capsulize the moment, the historical moment, and they put it up on a little display.
Right.
So when you walk through the Basketball Hall of Fame, you know, there's like audio, visual, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you've been there. I've been there many times.
Right, it's awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, dumb luck, the game in which Darren Williams breaks the record, my ugly mug is doing the game.
That's great.
So, I don't know if it's still there because it's been broken.
Right.
But we were in the Hall of Fame in the basketball.
Think about that. Craig Carton calling Darren Williams hitting threes.
Yeah. And then he tried to charge me $50,000 a month to rent his apartment. Crazy times, right? You have that or not? That should be something you have always ready. Always ready. Fingertip ready. Matter of fact, Big Mac, I want that put into my situation here. My little board arena here. Do you have it or not?
Can we find a different call? Like, I like your play-by-play, but I don't need to hear Darren Williams hitting threes. I got to tell you, I'm not in the mood to hear that.
Apparently, no one else is either.
Give me anything else. I don't care what you have. Brooke Lopez dunking, a goal in the Islander game, but I got to hear Darren Williams. I want to hear Darren Williams.
This is the one I have in there. It says the 10th. Was that the 10th? Was that the record breaker?
Williams, top of the key for three. Hello! La, la, la.
That was awesome.
I'm just going to make believe it was a different Williams.
So a guy buys a PS5, and he doesn't want his girlfriend to know that he's gaming all the time. So she sees this cool-looking, it's mostly white now, little black trim on it, sees this device. She doesn't know what it is. And it's next to the television, obviously, right? So the guy says, sir, it's a new humidifier. I got it for the living room just to make sure we're breathing.
That's what he comes up with?
We're breathing good air. So why wouldn't she believe him, right? It seems like it's plausible. It kind of looks like that kind of thing. So they go to bed. He gets up in the middle of the night. He's gaming.
Sure.
She wakes up, comes down, throws it out the window. Yeah, that's no humidifier. You lied to me.
That's not worthy of throwing it out the window.
Meanwhile, Jeez. You know, you cannot get the PS5 anywhere.
Why?
Head of Sony said everyone they made has been sold, and because of COVID, they can't make new ones.
Oh, wow.
You cannot find a PS5 unless you want to drop like a couple dimes on it.
Nah, not worthy.
Doesn't exist. Crazy. I'll get your calls, tell you the latest on Daniel Jones as the Giants get ready for Seattle. And will the Jets do what we need them to do? Evan's going to answer that question right after this on The Fan.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
By the way, happy birthday to my main man, Jimmy Huvane, who's out there in Westchester. He's one of the guys that put together the charity softball game we did with Rob Manfred at MLB for the Children's Miracle Network for all those years. Good dude, good man. Got another baby on the way. Hope he and his family are doing well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Congrats. Jimmy Huvane. Met him at the Super Bowl.
Nice.
I became a Super Bowl friend and then just a regular friend, a super super personal friend.
Super friend.
Which brings me to a guy on the hotline right now, my main man, Mr. Pots and Pans himself, Boomer Esiason. What's happening, Booms? How are you?
Craigie and Evan, good to talk to you guys today. Thanks so much for tweeting out our story about Colleen and what we were trying to do this morning. I really do appreciate it.
So for those of you that missed it, and this is one of the great things about you being in radio and being at this radio station, the connection to the community. And Boomer told me a little bit about the story offline. And then listening to you guys this morning, there's a woman named Colleen, without going into the entire story again, who had been taking care of her mom for a long time and happens to be autistic herself. And because of mounting medical bills, she was in risk of maybe losing her home. And she's one of the, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, here's the thing. I'll be really quick about this. And I found this out because I have friends who have autistic children. The biggest fear in an autistic parent's life is the fact of, if they die, who is going to take care of my child? Because most autistic parents end up taking care of their children their entire lives. And, you know, we try to mainstream, or they try to mainstream, they try to do everything they possibly can to give them some independence. And Colleen does have independence to a certain degree, but unfortunately her mother right now is on life support and ultimately will pass away shortly, I would think. And Colleen is left with all these mounting medical bills. And in order to pay those bills, they would take the house that is paid for, that she lives in right now, to pay for all those bills. And the real hero in this story There are actually two. One is Susan Palladino, the East Isle president, who reached out to me, Craigie, right before Thanksgiving, and she was in tears over her coworker at Home Depot getting ready to lose her house, and she's on the autism spectrum. So she is the one that has been just absolutely spearheading all of this. Number two is our radio station and our listeners. I can't even begin to tell you, we have over 1,000 donations already. We're already over $95,000 raised online. I have private donations that are coming in through friends of mine that are going to bring us over $170,000 right now. Uh-huh. And I want to get well over $200,000 because I'm sure that there will be a funeral cost that will be associated with this very quickly. And quite frankly, Colleen needs as much help as we can give her. And we want to allow her to live her life, have her independence, and have her house, and take the anxiety away from her. You know, she's a high-functioning autistic person who works for Home Depot for 22 years, and her coworkers at Home Depot themselves have been rallying around her, and all we're doing is nudging them to the finish line and hopefully getting them over the finish line and taking this anxiety out of Colleen's life.
Yeah, and listen, when a story like this comes up, it's when, you know, people, not just New Yorkers, but people are at their best. Because Colleen never asked for anything, right? Someone who knew her story reached out to you and said, is there something we can do as a community to help? I know the Winter Brothers, they have a foundation, and I've mentioned them. They have one of the great tailgate parties that Jet fans have ever seen. They're also one of the top trash collecting sanitation companies in the tri-state area. I know they stepped up. And individual people from $5 to significantly much more are doing the right thing this time of year to help Colleen out. And, you know, it's funny. I was unaware. Like, I'm in Home Depot every week. They have a great program called Ken's Crew that employs thousands, you know, nationwide of quote-unquote developmentally disabled adults where Colleen would fit under that umbrella. And that's like an unknown story if you don't have a family member or loved one who has benefited from that program. And good for them that they give folks like Colleen the opportunity to live as normal a life as possible. And I think it's great. Again, I said, you know, at 2 o'clock, one of the great gifts of doing local radio, and specifically WFAN, is that when things like this come up, you can make an immediate positive impact in the community that supports the radio station. And I applaud you guys. I said, look, Boom and I bust each other's balls all day, every day. It's what we do. But when something like this comes up, we all join forces to help someone else out. And it seems like that's happening. And by the end of the weekend, it seems like you guys will raise the money you need to help Colleen out.
Yeah, I hope we do, Craig and Evan. And, you know, Craig, you remember when we used to have that softball game up in New Rochelle and they'd all come out and you were so proud of where you grew up and how many people would show up? Well, this is how I feel about Colleen, who lives in East Islip in the town that I grew up in. And I know, Evan, you grew up in Lawrence, and it's just, you know, it's an amazing connection that you have from where you come from. And if you love it as much as we love it where we came from, then, of course, you're going to get involved in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, I'm just the mouthpiece for Susan Palladino, her coworkers at Home Depot, and all the people who live in East Islip that are helping Colleen reach her dream without Colleen even realizing, I think, what we're doing here. You know, that's the amazing thing. And that's why I feel so good about this. And I want this to be a great Christmas for Colleen and her family. And I want it certainly to be a great Christmas for all our listeners that have given to this fund.
And it's very easy to find it. I know the show page for the morning show tweeted out the link. I did earlier, flipcause.com. Very easy to make a donation.
Well,
and yeah, they've been flying
in. The easiest way to go is winterscenter.com.
Okay.
Or WinterCenterForAutism.com. Excuse me. WinterCenterForAutism.com. Go to the donate page, and you'll see it will say Help Colleen there, and you just right there, and just anything, $5, $10. Like I said, over 1,000 donations already.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an amazing story.
Almost 1,300 contributions. It's almost at $100,000 already, so it's been doing really well over the last few hours. So great work.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, and thank you so much. I was listening to you guys a little bit earlier. You know, Evan, I wasn't the one who brought up two tier two free agents for the Mets.
Yeah, but you pounced on it.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like it was me that was saying that when it was actually Gio. I agreed with it, though.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And listen, can I make a 30-second point?
point,
tier two free agents.
32nd point for you, Boomer, so you can get on the McCann train. Because I prefer James McCann. I want him over JT Realmuto.
You can frame pitches now.
No,
all of a
no. That's not the reason.
Listen,
Boomer, listen to me. You'll understand this. The Mets have a 19-year-old prospect. His name is Francisco Alvarez. Okay? He's one of the best prospects in the system. You don't even care about this. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to teach you about the Mets here.
I'm on a Grubhub right now trying to figure out which dumplings I'm going
to
get.
You know what? Forget it. I'm trying to be helpful to you bozos, whatever.
By the way, what is what's Geo?
You know what? You're like riding like a steer in Yellowstone, and Craigie's trying to break you.
I go home exactly tired every day.
Yes. And by the way, I'm glad you still talk to the pony, Craigie. I heard that story. So
yes, that pony is a reminder of where I was and where I never want to be again. Every day, I pet the pony. What's your partner doing with the side of his head? He's going bald, obviously, but why is he messing around with the side of his head and calling attention to it?
Oh, I don't know. He's all about the mullet now, and it's getting, I'll tell you what, it's getting significant. I like it. It's getting more Yamir Yager-ish by the day.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's right.
That's impressive.
Yeah, well, listen, every time he bends his head forward and down, you see what's going on back there. So I understand growing it. You grow it while you got it. That's all.
Well, maybe that's what's going on. I don't know, but a lot of our listeners really like it, and some of the female listeners that we have actually think that he's looking pretty hot.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, Boomer, quick question. Craig's not going to like this. Can we get a Matt Martin update? What's going on here?
He's not going to tell you.
I've sworn to secrecy. I can't say anything.
There you go.
Oh, come on.
I'll tell you here's what I'll say. You want the Matt Martin update? It's the name of an Elton John song. I'll leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
I'm going to leave it at that.
The name of an Elton John song.
Like, I have any idea what Matt Martin's doing. He cheated me on the golf course. That's all I know.
He didn't cheat you. I heard the story.
No, he didn't cheat you on the golf course.
He got a lesson on the course.
He didn't get a lesson on the golf course. And by the way, the guy that we were playing with was Brian Hampton, and he is not a scratch golfer.
I thought he was scratch.
Budweiser drinker is what he is.
Yeah, he was good at that, too, but he was holding Matt's hips.
Wasn't holding his
hips. Yes, he was.
What are you talking about?
He had a shot, an awkward shot about maybe 50 feet, 100 feet from the green. I'm in the woods. I look over.
Of course you
and
are.
I see Brian Hampton holding Matt by the hips, swinging back and forth. And I'm like, wait a minute.
I got an online lesson.
Crazy.
Of course you were in the woods. That must have been like the fifth hole or sixth hole, because after about three holes, you would lose your mind.
I said I could beat anyone in golf for three or four holes, and then I got no shot.
That's exactly right.
All right, be good. Have a good weekend. Best of the family.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys. See you later. See you guys. See
you. All right, there's Boomer Esiason. So you may have heard Boomer is the host/co-host of the morning show here, and that's Boomer and Geo.
I have an observation. Hear me out on this.
That I look happy when I talk to Boomer?
No.
I agree.
Well, I know you
people
look
notice
happier.
That, too.
That's clear.
Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to get 50 tweets. You and Boomer just sound so comfortable together. How about you move Gio to afternoons and you go to mornings? I'll get 50 of those in the next 2 seconds.
Remember earlier in the show, you went on this whole thing about how the Jets could have had Marino.
That's right.
Could have gone into Favre, into Tom Brady, into Patrick Mahomes.
It was Marino to Brady to Mahomes.
Okay.
They could have had all three of them.
Okay. If that happened, the guy who was on the phone with us never comes home and plays for the Jets.
So what?
He probably never becomes your radio partner.
Incorrect. He was going to come back to New York. He's a New Yorker.
I know he's a New Yorker, but don't you think his time with the Jets, his time with Richie Kotite, you don't think any of that contributed to it?
No. What contributed to Boomer coming to radio was the fact that he was doing the Monday night games first on TV.
He was also doing weekly spots with Mike and Chris
as the Jet quarterback. Yes, but
thank you.
20 years later,
okay,
he had a relationship with Imus. He was doing Monday night games on the radio.
Maybe, maybe not.
And he was a huge fan of mine.
well, I don't know about that. Maybe, maybe not.
You know what's funny? I don't know if Boomer and I ever talked about this. When I lived in Denver, Colorado, I had a little company, a tech company that I was messing around with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone said to me, we have an opportunity to do some business with Boomer Esiason. And I go, oh, well, I great. Why wouldn't I want to do that? And I'd have to ask Boomer again. Boomer at some point had some kind of barbecue sauce. I don't know if you had like the whole thing, the ribs and the pulled pork, but there was like a Boomer barbecue sauce for a minute. And we got positioned, do you guys want to try this tech out with Boomer and his barbecue sauce? Obviously, I said no. You know, I had self-respect. I mean, I was living in Denver. Give me John Elway and Steady Eddie McCaffrey. Yes, I'll do that. But yeah, so we almost crossed paths years before I came to New York or he came back home.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
He'd have to confirm that it was some kind of barbecue sauce, though.
Or something like barbecue
that.
Sauce.
Yeah. He had something like that. Because I remember I got pitched on it.
Right.
Do we want to, you know, they were looking to do something online. We had this technology, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But that's so. We
Wait
almost crossed
second.
Paths years
you,
earlier.
You just said, this is 5 minutes ago, Matt Martin signing with the Winnipeg Jets?
No.
Is that what you're claiming?
No.
Benny and the Jets.
No.
Elton John song.
Wrong.
Okay.
Nope. You can keep guessing. I'm not going to tell you. But Elton John is the clue. If I'm right, and that would make me a hockey insider.
Well,
and I'm just taking a guess.
Well,
this is a
what song
Boom and I
using?
Don't talk about Matt Martin.
What?
That doesn't belong on the radio.
You don't even know what I said.
I heard what you said, and that your wife and your family doesn't want that on the radio. I'm protecting you from yourself.
No.
Yes, I'm right. You're wrong.
No.
Trust me on that one.
You'll have to explain
life
that
experience.
One
you don't want that.
You'll have to explain that to me.
548, Carton and Roberts on the Fan. What are you pointing at me for, Tommy? Tell me why.
For the reads, a little inside radio here. It's how I'd make eye contact.
By pointing?
By pointing.
You don't think as professionals we know there are reeds in front of us?
You want
the real answer there?
I had no idea. I forgot.
Let me go first here then. Is that all right? You guys good with that?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right, then we'll get right.
By all means.
We'll get into all the sports stuff.
Sure.
Can I finish my Francisco Alvarez point at some point?
When did you start it?
With Boomer, I was explaining to him.
Oh, that's the kid, the 19-year-old catcher?
There you go. Look at you.
Good.
Catching on.
Go
ahead. You want me to explain it now?
No.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.